I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A volcano erupted yesterday on the same Indonesian island rocked last week by an earthquake-tsunami combo. Thankfully, it's not expected to interfere with ongoing rescue efforts. Joe Handley of Asian Access says they're helping pastors who are in the disaster zone.
As pastors, as well as their lay people, go into these areas, they not only can pass out blankets and food and clean water, but they can also just listen to people and hear what they're going through and console them and pray for them. You know, in the chaos of just all the relief that's going on, you can often overlook the personal aspect. That's where pastors and churches really can make a significant difference.
And mission workers are often still thought of as pioneers who are starting work from scratch. However, Wycliffe Bible Translators Jennifer Holleran says the mission field has changed.
Today, we live in a world where really missions is happening from everywhere to everywhere. And that means that when we look at modern missions, it means that as people go out, they're going to get the opportunity to work in multicultural teams. They might even be working under local leadership. So there's a great amount of partnership and collaboration in a new way, and a great ability to use your skills in whatever that looks like today.
Holleran says many people believe they can't work with Wycliffe because they're not linguists. But Wycliffe is looking for people with financial training, HR specialists, IT workers, and more. So whatever your skills, Wycliffe needs your help in sharing the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.